Hi everybody, welcome to Hafez Coffee Break, episode number 8. And once more, I have my co-host, Victor. How are you, Victor?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all good, and I'm having a great cup of coffee. I went for a latte today, and I will explain it a little bit inside of this podcast a little bit further. But yeah, I really like my cup of coffee, an espresso with milk, which gives me a great latte. Nothing fancy, nothing, you know, complex, a little bit of sugar, and that's it. But yeah. So today we will be talking about identity as a minority. And as you guys might know, well, we said it in previous podcasts, right, in the previous episodes, that we are Latinos, right? You come from Salvador, and I come from Honduras.
Technically.
And we live in technically, yeah. And we will define all that and talk about that, like, in this episode. And we live here in Montreal, right? Which is a cosmopolitan city, right? Like, it's a
melting pot.
It's a melting pot of so many, like,
cultures
and people. And it's crazy. I really like it. And I enjoy living here. So, in my case, I was born in Honduras, right? And I came here when I was like 3.5 years old with my parents, of course. What about you? You were born here, right?
Yeah, I was born here, born and raised in Montreal, Quebec.
Yeah, so, and have you been to El Salvador?
I've been technically 2-3 times.
Okay, cool. So it's already more than whatever I've done. Like, I went once.
Yeah, but
once.
Like, two of those were like I was a baby and a toddler.
Yeah, and you don't remember.
Nah.
Yeah. So imagine when I tell you that I came here when I was 3.5 years old. And, well, basically I grew up here, and I can say that I feel more part of here. If I can say as an identity, as a minority, I would say, well, I'm Montrealer, if we can say it like that. Mm-hmm. I come from Quebec, like here in Montreal, or I could say I'm Canadian, more than I am from Honduras, right? I know my roots, and I don't, and that's where it gets a bit spicy.
A little tricky.
Or tricky, yeah, because it's not to not talk about my roots, or not to talk, or not respecting my roots or where I come from. I'm not ashamed of where I come from, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, when I think about who I am, I'm not going to say I am Honduran, you know, like from Honduras. That's not, it made me like who I am now, because of course, like every, well, or most Latinos, right? We speak Spanish at home. I guess it's your case too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, but I know that there are some of Latino people that I know that they don't teach Spanish to their kids, you know, but in my case, it was the number one rule, saying you will speak in Spanish in the house. One of the reasons was, like, I want to understand what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Basically, because my parents, immigrants, still learning French, and they wanted us to also speak in Spanish to preserve our culture, right? And where I'm going with this is saying, like, yes, I am Latino. I present myself as a Latino, but I don't represent. I don't feel like I represent my country like that much, if I can say that. Even if you tell me, like, what is your country? Like, if somebody, I go on a trip. Let's ask you this question, right?
Yep.
You go to a trip, whatever, not El Salvador. You just go to, I don't know,
Japan.
Japan, yeah. And a Japanese person asks you, hey, where are you from? What are you going to say?
I'm Canadian.
I'm going to say I'm Canadian, right?
Yeah.
And I know some people that are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm from Honduras, but I live in Montreal,
yeah.
You know? And I used to be that person because I felt I had to respect the roots somehow, you know?
Uh-huh.
Until a certain point when I was like, no, that's not who I am. Or, yes, it is. I come from there, but at the same time, like, that person doesn't need me to explain that I'm an immigrant from where I come from, you know?
Yeah.
And that became a way to answer, because sometimes I was like, oh, I'm from Honduras, because I just misread the question or misunderstood the question, saying like, hey, I'm from Honduras. But that's not the question. The question was like, hey, where do you come from? Where do you live, technically? Because that's another thing. When they ask you, where do you come from, it has this implicit kind of thing in the question, saying like, you're not from here, mm-hmm. right? Depending on the context. However, when you say that and your answer is not, I come from the country I was born in or the roots my parents are from, you're going to say where you live right now. Example, if I start living in Japan, then you get the point, right?
This is what I usually say when somebody asks me the question, like, where you from? Like, I'm from Canada.
Exactly.
And they go, because I'm white, right?
Yeah.
When they figure out that I'm not, like, Italian or whatever, and they go, okay, so where's your origin? I'm like, well, my parents are from El Salvador, so I'm Salvadorian.
Yeah, and exactly. So you have to get to that question.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I feel sometimes people have in mind when they ask you, where are you from? They just ask you that to know where are your roots or where you come from, like your ethnicity. But I feel it's kind of rude asking the person, like, what is your ethnicity? Sorry, right? But that's the part that I'm like a bit confused when people ask me that question, and that's why I started saying, "No, I come from Montreal, Canada." You know, and it's funny because even my students, they ask me, "Hey, where are you from?" And then that's my answer, saying like, "I come from Montreal." No, but I mean like, where did you learn? Like, I was like, "Yeah, where I learned." Well, I learned Spanish in my house. I mean, like. My parents, and then I explain, right? My parents are from Honduras. But the question is always like misunderstood, if we can say that, or badly used. If you want to know where I'm from, where do I live? Well, ask that, no? And if you want to know my ethnicity, well, ask me for my ethnicity. Like, it's not, I don't know. I feel that kind of topic, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird for people who like, grew up here and actually live here for most of their lives. And, well, maybe not for everybody. Some other people just really strongly feel that they're, well, example, like they're super Salvadorian. And that they could, like, if it's here or there, they'll be fine because they're super Salvadorian.
Yeah.
But I don't feel, because if I go to Salvador, I'll just feel out of place.
Exactly, because if we go back to our countries, example, you go back to Salvador, you're going to become an immigrant in your like root country or
where
your origin, where you should belong for some people, right? And I know it's kind of weird because some people, that's their mentality, saying like, where are you from? You don't belong here. Saying like, here, it's not your country. But you were raised here and you learned to speak French, English and everything. And you cannot just go back or go to your country in your case because going back, it's implicit that you came from there, right? But technically, it's your parents who came.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you didn't have much of a choice. You came to life here, and you were born here, actually. So you didn't have a say in that. But what I'm saying is actually, it's kind of hard when you come from another country, and I want to relate with somebody out there, saying like, hey, you know what? Like, it's normal to feel like your identity, it's kind of a dual kind of identity, or it's not, you're like latte, right? You cannot say like, hey, I'm white, right? Only just white.
Right.
But you're also a bit of brown, right? You're like a coffee. And I'm not trying to say, insinuate stuff with colors here, but I know a bit like brownish, right? But at the same time, when you see me here in Montreal, you know that
you're not from here.
I'm not technically from here because then when we say that, it's like saying, implying that everybody coming from Montreal is white or North America is white people, you know? And well, that's wrong because even at a certain point, like in history, you know that like white people came from Europe. Right?
Yeah,
and they colonized here, and then they got rid of all brown people and everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't want to get into history here, but at a certain point, they were the newcomers. They were the immigrants, right?
Yeah.
And now with time, they have taken control, if we can say that, or they...
Yeah, they've taken possession of...
Yeah, they took possession on this land, saying it's their own and that we don't belong somehow, yeah. Right? And I know it's not just Latinos. I know it's not just black people. And I know it's not just people like coming from other parts of the world, right? But it's kind of hard, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people relate to this, saying like, okay, I'm not from my country, but I have a cultural aspect at home, which I really take as my own. But then you go to school or whatever, like to work, and you have also that culture kicking in, right? You're grabbing cultures here, yeah. And over there. And I remember when I was younger, it was kind of bad to be kind of a mix. I don't know for you, but it was badly seen because I had those like Latino friends sometimes, like being like all full Latino. Yeah, well, Latinos represent whatever.
Yeah.
And I wasn't feeling like I should just be representing.
You weren't going Viva
La Raza? No, exactly. I wasn't going like crazy, like Viva La Raza, you know, well, Latinos and Latino rules. It's like, no, it was like, it's part of my identity, but it's not something that I treasure,
yeah,
or something like that, you know. It's, and I don't want to sound weird here.
Yeah.
I respect my origins and I love being a Latino guy. I love speaking Spanish and I love where my parents come from, and I know the story behind all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking more of the identity I developed here as a Montrealer.
Yeah.
Saying like, you know what, here's my city, right? Mm. I come back from a trip and I'm like, I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I go to Honduras and I'm not feeling at home at all. I mean, like, even though I have family over there, I know it's not my home, right? Yeah. And it's kind of weird. And I for years I had to struggle with that, saying like, you know what, like, I'm not from there, but I'm not from here. So where am I from?
Yeah,
like,
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like people here don't 100% accept you for like for your culture and everything. You're like, oh, okay, he's Latino. Okay, yeah. Cool. Like once they know that, they change like aspect, or like they change the view of you.
Yeah.
But if you go over there, you're not 100% Salvadorian, because they'll see you as the guy from from Canada.
Yeah.
As the Canadian guy.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So you're not from here. You're not from there, and you're in this weird position that you're in the middle, that no, like both sides don't accept you fully.
Yeah.
But you're like, okay,
you're kind of rejected.
I live here though,
yeah,
and I have to like live with the culture here.
No,
so I feel like for us, we made our own mini little culture.
Yeah,
because the new generation has gonna have to live with what we do. Because we're both technically like first generation Honduran Salvadorian, right? And whatever we do will affect your son, my son, blah blah blah. And we will develop a new Salvadorian Canadian culture here in Montreal, right?
Exactly. And at the same time, I feel that we lose kind of our
roots, for sure, because we're not,
you know, 100% because we're not there. Fully from there.
Yeah.
And we're not fully from here. So where do we fit?
I feel like our parents teach us the good parts of their culture.
Yeah.
Because if we go over there, we see the good and the bad from the Salvadorian culture, Honduran culture, whatever.
Yeah.
Because in Salvador, gang violence and everything else like that is like prevalent. It's always there. Mm-hmm. But my parents only ever taught me about the good parts of Salvador, the language, the culture, the food, the place. Every time we went to somewhere, it was always gorgeous, something beautiful. But they're always that, yeah, but over there it's dangerous. Over here you might get robbed, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So you also have that in your mind, because when I grew up, it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to Salvador, but let's be careful because there's this or that,
you know.
And in here, you're like, you feel safe.
And it's funny because when you say that, when we go to your countries and we're like, oh, do not wear this type of clothes, do not wear jewelry, do not wear this and that and this and that, they'll know that you're not from there. I was like, wait, okay. So I went and got really cautious, you know, like, okay, well, how do I look and everything. And I went to the mall and I saw that everybody was like basically wearing the same stuff as we do here in Montreal, you know, like,
yeah,
could be brands and everything, and like, it's kind of weird. And of course, like, some people know each other, but it's not true that everybody knows each other. But they have that way of putting some fear in us, and I understand that,
yeah, right? Because they left it for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't just leave it just because, you know.
Yeah.
They wanted to get a better future for them and for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. And I feel that we are living, if we can say, and I don't want it to sound bad, but consequences. Because in life, you have consequences. And I know that we grew up thinking about consequences is something bad, right? But it could be also repercussions or things like that happen because you took a decision. That's a consequence. Mm-hmm. It could be a good consequence or a bad consequence, right? So thinking like this, when you think about like the decisions they made have an impact in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so we are growing up here. And I wonder what's going to happen with my future kid when my kid is going to be here.
Yeah.
He's going to grow up. Maybe he's going to have a, you know how we say it in Spanish, a tortilla face, right? Saying like, you can really know he's a Latino, yeah, like just by looking at him.
Well, your child will also have maybe not the same. Well, from here on out, it won't be the same because he's now half Salvadorian,
half Honduran,
and Canadian.
Yeah, and Canadian. So he's not half Canadian, half Honduran.
He's
a third of everything. And still, like, if I don't bring him to Honduras, or he's just going to live the culture as we live it here in the house. And honestly, like, I know that other than we speak Spanish and sometimes we put some Spanish shows or whatever, like, the culture is, like, a bit it's not there, like, as a fool, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Thinking about my grandma, example, I know that when I went to visit, it was always the Spanish TV, you know, like, the news, everything, the shows, and it was always Spanish, right? And I feel that most, and I don't know if I'm wrong, but most Latino people coming from their country, they want to keep that alive, right?
Yeah.
And we go to Spanish churches, we go to, like, we try to get the TV
in any
Spanish,
any
way possible, legal, illegal, I don't know.
We
know,
try there to get so the many food. Tries.
You want to get the food, you want to bring your culture here. You have restaurant, and it's good because I feel that brings kind of, it steps up the city in which we are.
Yeah, it diversifies
it. Yeah, it diversifies it. It's like becoming more, you put it, a richness into the city. That's how I see it.
Mm.
Like, the diversity brings that aspect to your country or your city. And I feel that this is amazing. But at the same time, I can understand that some people feel like, oh, we're losing our identity somehow at a certain point, right? And I've seen it when I visited, like, families in U.S., right?
Uh-huh.
And I talk to the kids, and they answer me in English all the time. Or they're like, no, because I don't want to be, like, related to the Spanish culture.
Well,
because in U.S. it's different, right? And I know, but I feel it's sad because we have that culture, but that's where I think we lose it somehow.
Well, I feel it also depends with the parent, because some parents, they try to not, well, it's like, oh, I don't want to confuse the kid with another language, Spanish, this and that. It's better if they just know English so they don't have an accent when they talk. Because apparently I have a little bit of an accent in my English and my French and everything I put.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's normal for, like, you and me to bounce around all three languages.
Of course.
And then, but for them, they want to stick. Because sometimes I'm at school and I do the, what's that word?
Yeah.
What's that word?
You're just looking for
English,
it.
English, yeah. And I go like, oh, you mean this? Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. And so it depends on the parent. If they're really gung-ho about, like, teaching the kid how to speak Spanish, their culture, their food, whatever, their music, which is another aspect. It depends. If for them, it's better for the kid to learn English and just English and just the American, Canadian.
And that was a misconception from that time, because now we know that, you have to check it out, right? But when you try to teach your kid, it's better to teach them really young in order to avoid having an accent, right? Because the problem is that our parents probably, like, or that generation, right? First generation coming here to a different country, example, here in Montreal, let's say that. They speak Spanish at home. They come here and they have to learn French. At a certain point, they have, if we can say, fossilized their language, right? They know how to speak in English, in Spanish, and they know how to pronounce everything. And everything they will learn, they will just start learning it based on what they know, right? So yeah. Pronunciation and everything will go with it. So that's why people have accents, right? And honestly, like, everybody has an accent. Like, no matter what, you have, like, an accent from somewhere.
Yeah.
And you have, and the more languages you learn, yes, it can affect, but you can, you have to learn it well from a young age. And that's the problem. Sometimes we just, like, example, I have students, right? I teach Spanish, and they're like, oh, I speak Spanish already at home. I'm going to, like, pass this course, and it's going to be fine. Like, okay. And then I'm start asking them questions, like, okay, so do you know how to write it? And they're like, yeah, well, so, I don't know. They write it as they hear it, right? Mm-hmm. With mistakes and everything, and it's fine. I understand that because they didn't go to school learning all the technicalities, right? Example here, you speak French, but you go to school in French, and you will have all the classes in French in order for you to learn it better, right?
Yeah.
But what happens when you come here and you have the classes and you learn French, but at home you speak Spanish and you don't have, like, that kind of teaching? So one language is going to have more importance, if we can say it like that.
Yeah,
in
one
that
dominates case, like,
dominates more than the other one, and it's okay. It's part of the learning process, right? But that's the thing, that even here in Quebec, you have the law 101, right?
Oh, yeah.
Saying, like, oh, everything has to be in French, right? Yeah. It could be signs or whatever, it has to be in French, and you have to start by saying bonjour when you go to a store, right?
Uh-huh.
And then say hi, bonjour, hi, and it has to be like that.
It's not allowed anymore.
And it's not allowed anymore because the law 101 says, like, no, it has to be in French, yeah, right? And if the person talks to you in English, well, then you serve it in English, but you try to serve them in French as much as possible. But it's kind of, I understand when they say, like, well, when they have a fear of losing French, right? Because of how the immigrants come and appropriate the French, and they will use it as they can,
uh-huh,
right? Influenced by other languages, no matter what. Like, it could be Spanish, English, Hindu, whatever language, right?
Uh-huh.
Arabic or whatever. And that's their fear, I feel. And but at the same time, what we don't see is that it is important, yes, to respect where we're going, but it's at the same time not forget our roots. And I know it's kind of going against what I'm saying, but I respect the roots. I respect where we've come from. And I think firmly that we really need to think about all that and respect it and say, you know what, we have to take it as it is, a diversity, and it's going to be, like, better for you as in life if you can talk Spanish, French, and English. Well, it's easier for you to get certain jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And it opens doors, right? The more you know, actually, the better it is.
Yeah, as I always go, like, oh, you speak Spanish? Like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, so it's always useful. You never know when you will have an important client and he just speaks Spanish, or mm-hmm, have a hard time, like, speaking French or in English. And it has happened to me. Like, I have some student parents coming here and, like, asking questions, and they don't know how to speak in French, and they have a hard time, and I'm not, like, around. They're going to have a really long struggle trying to explain something so basically. They want to say it, and it could take, like, 2 minutes instead of 10 minutes because they get lost in translation, right? But, and that's where I see, like, oh, it could be something pertinent to have, right? Three languages. We're talking just about languages right now and the cultural aspect, but there are so many other ways in which we can maybe relate. If I tell you,
yeah,
how is Latino communities represented? Because we said it, right? Even our community here is always like saying, yeah, saying, oh, it's delinquents, drug dealers, I don't know, steal cars. You know, like every little stereotype, is out there. And even our parents, I feel they just promote it. Yeah. As at a certain point, they're like, yeah, be careful because this and that, right? You go to that country, it's going to be dangerous. And like we were saying, and that makes us fear our own culture in a certain aspect. But when you think about here in Quebec, Canada, like, how are we represented? Like, how do people see us? Like, people from here?
That's a good question. For me, I feel like at school, like when you tell them I'm Latino, the first question is like, oh, you can speak Spanish? Can you teach me something?
Yeah. I want to learn. Yeah.
And then you mess with them. You give them a bad phrase. I think everybody does that, right? And if they see you as like, oh, you're Latino. You're the smooth guy. You're able to talk to girls, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Or you're like, you're a liar. You do this. You do that. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. You always eat. Then there's this thing. It's like, oh, everybody's a Mexican. Everybody's this, that.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. And then you're going to be like,
I'm not Mexican, dude. There's more. If you go south, more south, there's more. There's more like.
More countries out there. More
countries that you can go. But, yeah. And then once you get like, okay, I'm from here. And like, where is that? And then you show them on the map. And then you make, you do like, okay, let's say if you're good at geography, you try to find my country. And they're like, right? Yeah. And then it goes to the where they try to learn more about you, about your culture, about the music, about the food you eat. And I feel like we're something exotic to them because we're out of the norm. Right? Yeah, now.
It's been changing, though, because when I remember, I'm 33 years old.
And I'm 21.
Yeah, so there's a gap. There's a 12 years gap, right? There's a
huge gap.
Yeah.
You're very old.
Yeah, thank you. So, the thing is that when I was in high school, I remember, it's like you said, people were looking at us, oh, it's exotic, you know, Latinos. But at the same time, it was always a joke, like, oh, you have a cousin that you know, you know, like, oh, yeah, I have a cousin. Yeah, whatever. Like, you always have someone.
Like the other Latino kid in the room, you're like, oh, is he your cousin?
Yeah, is he your cousin? I was like, hey, I need this thing. Do you have a cousin that works in that domain or whatever? Like, oh, you have a repair shop guy, right? Because you have a cheap guy.
Yes.
Because we're known to be like cheap guys somehow, right?
But
I remember like a couple of times, and well, I have a big beard, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if people think I'm Arab sometimes, and I know for sure they do, but I remember one time they clearly see me like coming in, right? And I think it was like when we were looking for a car, actually. Mm-hmm. We went and I see the people just looking at us like, what are they going to buy? You know, like, it's kind of weird. And I was like, and it feels bad, man, because you're like, hey, dude, like, what do you know? Maybe I'm rich, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not. But
no, not, but they don't know
but
that.
They don't know that, you know? So then you just, like, get in. And, well, anyways, it was kind of weird, you know? And kind of, I felt bad for a second, but at the same time, I was like, well, no, I don't have to feel bad for this. And, like, they don't know me. And they're the ones, like, treating me badly for no reason.
For me, it's a little different because I'm white.
Yeah.
And I look white, and everybody's like, it's either, oh, you're Italian, and then I'm like, no, I'm a Latino. Like, oh, I thought you were Italian. You're white, and you look like Italian, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I guess. And then, like, but where are you from? And I have to do a whole speech to be like, no, I'm this, I'm that, I'm from here, but my parents are from over there. It's the whole speech, right?
Yeah.
And then when you finally get to that point, we're like, oh, okay, cool. And then they're like, okay, so teach me this, blah, 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 like I said.
Yeah.
And then you always be that guy. You always be that, oh, yeah, he's the Salvadorian guy. He's the Latino guy. Yeah. From that point on, you're not the white dude they thought you were.
Yeah.
Now you're just like, oh, you're the Latino guy. Their Latino friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, they label you that way.
And it's kind of awkward sometimes, right, when they just start asking you stuff or just like, why should I know that? And most of the time, we didn't grow up in our countries, and they just start like talking about the country or whatever. I had like coworkers saying, "Oh yeah, your country's so beautiful." I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah." I went to this place, and I was like, "Oh yeah, okay, cool." And they're like, "Yeah, it's so beautiful." And they start talking about it, and it's like, "Oh, I don't know, man. I haven't been there. Like, I grew up here, and we didn't have like the opportunity to go to that place. But if you say it's nice, well, I believe you. Oh, you should go. You don't know your country.
It's funny when the white guy has gone to your country more than you have.
Oh, yeah. And it has happened to me like so many times. Everybody here knows Roatan, the islands in Honduras. Yeah. And everybody goes there and like, "Oh, yeah, Roatan is Honduras. Yeah, I've been there." And I was like, "I've never been there. Like,
I don't have money.
I don't have money, man." Like, but, you know, and the other thing is like, well, I think I'm more of a mysterious kind of guy, saying like, well, people don't know where I'm from. Because of my beer, as I said, maybe. And I've been confused as an Arab guy, as a Portuguese guy, as a, like, Greek guy.
I have been as well. Not Arab. Only Italian.
Arab, Greek, Italian.
Russian once.
Not Russian. You?
Yeah, me.
And, well, everything except Latino, and then, "Oh, you're Latino." Yes. Except
for that one day. He's like, "You're Latino, right?" I'm like, "How'd you know?
How'd you know?" Well, you were talking Spanish. Yeah. I was like,
no.
I heard you saying "Hola."
"Are you Spanish, right?" I was like, "Cool."
Yeah. Funny thing, right? The other when I was younger, maybe like 18, 19 years old, I went to the grocery store walking because at that time I didn't have my car, just walking. And there's this guy, just across the street. He crosses the street, comes in front of me, right?
Yeah.
Arab dude. Never seen him in my life. And he started yelling at me like, "Oh, like, you, what are you doing? You're not saying hi to me," and blah blah blah. I was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "I don't know you," like, right, in French. And he started yelling in Arab some stuff, and like, "What?" I'm like, "Sorry, I don't understand what you're saying," right? Like, oh yeah, like, "You're such a bad kid, like, your parents didn't raise you well, blah blah blah, how come you don't speak Arab?" And I was like, "Well, I'm Latino, sir." I was like, "Oh, stop lying to me." And he was yelling at me. Yeah. I was like, "Oh my God, okay. What is it?" And I was just like, "Okay, you know what? I'm just going to continue walking. This guy is crazy."
Didn't break out the Spanish?
And I told him, like, if you want, and I told him in Spanish, like, "Hey, if you want to, we can have a conversation in Spanish." But he didn't understand. He was like yelling at me. So I just like continue walking. I was scared though. I was like, "What is this? Like, what's going on?" You know. And I didn't have that beard before, so it's kind of weird. But these are things that happen to me, and it's so funny because I was like, I never expect this guy to just come and yell at me. I was like, "What is this? Like, I'm not Arab." And I'm like, "Okay, I wish I could speak Arab, but I was like, I can't. I'm Latino." You know. But it's kind of weird. And it has happened to me, like, or a restaurant saying, like, "You know what? You have to be, you're from, I don't know, I went to a restaurant and they think I'm Greek." I was like, "No, I'm not." And they start talking to me in Greek. And I was like, "Sorry, I don't understand." And it kind of awkward. But anyways, just saying that sometimes it's nice to have a diversity in the city, right? And at a certain time, I still think, and you're going to tell me, of course, look at the whole Black Lives Matter movement and everything. But I feel that we don't acknowledge the diversity, and we don't accept it. And sometimes we just acknowledge it, but we don't accept it. But far from us, you know?
They acknowledge some parts of it, that the parts they like, and then the parts they don't like, they just push it down, and they try to change who you are to try to assimilate you to wherever you're from, here, America, Europe, whatever you're from.
Yeah.
If you're not from there, they only take the things that they like, and if they don't, they push it down. They try to change that whole aspect from your culture.
Yeah, and at the same time, they try to push you towards your culture. What do I mean is that, it's an example on TV, right? You talk about a Latino. Like, what roles come to mind?
He's a player. He robs people. He robs your girl. He steals from you.
Yeah, he's a
criminal.
He's a criminal. He's a, I don't know, like, you think, I don't
he
know.
He drives a beater.
Narco trafficant. Like, you know, he drives
a beater.
Yeah, with the horn. Yeah. So, And it's funny because that's
he wears what, Cortez's.
Or he's a janitor.
Yeah,
He's a janitor in school. He doesn't understand what you're saying. There are like type of roles in the. But when they go to, I don't know, maybe police officer a little bit more, but depends on the city they're at. Example, Miami, well, we need some Latino community guys, like, you know. But if it's here in the north, I don't know, it's kind of less representative. And when they represent us, I feel it's not accurate. And I feel they just like putting stereotypes. I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong.
I've never seen more. A North American, like Canadian show with a Latino. I've only seen Indian, black, maybe it's, Arab sometimes.
Yeah, it's really rare to have a Latino represented here in Canada or even here in Montreal. I mean, like, I don't know if in the French shows or I don't watch them, but if anybody listening know about a strong character Latino in whatever series, like, let me know. I want to discover that
by myself.
But yeah, the thing is that I feel that as a minority, our identity is not clear to us first, and then it's not clear to the community around us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. And even like, and if it wasn't for the church, I feel that my Latino side wouldn't be maybe the same.
Me too.
Because we go to church and it's a Latino community and, like, you know, you get to know but other type of people there too because they come from different countries, right? So, example, let's say that my Spanish, right? I would say that my Spanish is more of a international Spanish.
Yeah, me too.
So, when I... Because of the church, again, because I go to church and everybody talks in a way and you have to have a international Spanish. It's not a Spanish from Spain. It's not a Spanish from Honduras. It's not a Spanish from Mexico, example, right? We have to keep it like kind of generalized kind of Spanish for everybody to understand. And also be careful with the words you choose because if you say something that it's okay in your country, can be wrong for another country. So we're in that kind of atmosphere, right? And then we go to our countries and we feel like...
we say words like,
look
what?
At the outcomer, like, talking like, what is that Spanish? You know, and they make fun of us.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, snap, okay, well, maybe, I don't know. And then it's kind of crazy when you think about it because you get, as you were mentioning, a bit rejected by your homeland, if we can say that. And then you are rejected too by your root land, right? If we can call it like that. Like your parents go back and they have friends and everything. Everybody accepts that. Oh, yeah, it's him. He lives in Canada and, you know, they're happy to see you. And then you're like, hey, you're look at the Canadian. I don't know if they say that to you. I'm saying, oh, look at the Canadian. He doesn't even know how to speak Spanish. Or, oh, look, he speaks funny. It's like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right, and well, when it's coming here, the same thing happens in French and English. We're like, oh, you look at the Latino.
It's a little weird with with your cousins when you try to say something to them and they don't understand you, or like, oh, right, that's a Honduran, that's a Mexican thing, and
that's
then you try to get to like, I'm trying to just make you understand what I mean, and then you just gotta break out Google and be like, all right, what,
like, well, how do you say that word? And it's always happening.
Yeah, it's it's weird. Yeah, this is a little struggle that we have to go through. Because we're a mixed bag of cultures, which is also cool to think like we're Latinos, right? But we know so many cultures here. You get a little bit from everything. Like I have so many Haitian friends. I got so many Asian friends, and other friends from different cultures. And you get to like see all those things.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it.
And you get to understand some stuff as well.
Yeah. You get to understand it and you get to build your own identity as a immigrant, right? And that's the fun part of it. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, but at the same time, I'm asking myself, saying, what should I do with my kid? Right? I was like, he's going to hear me talk in Spanish and French and English with different people, right? And I'm sure he's going to be confused, right? listening to daddy talking in French and English and Spanish, depending on the context, mm-hmm. right? But it's kind of hard to say, like, what kind of identity is he going to develop? Saying, like, hey, you know what? Like, I have my own identity right now, but it's a mix of 2-3 identities, mm-hmm. right? And he's going to be, like, even worse because he's going to be, like, 1/3 of everything, right? If we can say it like that.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that we tend to do, saying we were asked to put labels somehow. And you say, like, well, I'm half Canadian, I'm half Latino, I'm half this, and you put labels, right?
Sorry, they also teach you that at school. I don't know if you had that, but I did. In my old school, every Latino kid had to go to a special Spanish class to keep you. I don't remember what it was for. It's either to keep your culture or to help you to understand the Canadian culture. I remember going into that class. We only spoke Spanish. You only wrote and spoke, and you only write and speak Spanish. And we didn't really do anything. The only thing I remember specifically doing in that class is planting a seed, and then just growing a plant.
Really,
that's all we did. And then we went to the computer. We did activities, but I remember specifically going. The guy comes in and say, "All right, every Spanish speaker," and they have a list. And they go with this, like, Rivera, blah, 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 na, 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 niña, blah, 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 whatever.
Oh, wow.
And then you felt a little weird because you're like, whoa, why do I have to leave? And then you're like, bye. You're talking to your friend, you're like, okay, well, I guess I have to go with these kids that I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you try to make friends with them, but then you're all in a weird location. You're like,
yeah. That's okay. So weird. I've never heard
kids,
of that.
I don't have no kids that never doing experienced now, or, that. Or if it's just something that happened in that specific school.
That's weird. I never heard of that. I want to hear if that happened, like, in other schools. Like, just let me know in the comments or whatever.
Yeah,
because, weird. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's a discrimination.
A little bit.
Like, kind of, okay, you speak.
But back then, you're like, I felt a little bit cool. Like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, bye. I went to a special Spanish class. And the other kids were like, oh, why can I go? And they would go, because you're not Latino.
Yeah, so kind of weird.
And then you're like, wow. Okay, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know they do that here. But that's special.
Yeah, put it in the comments if you ever, if you're around my age and that happened to you.
But yeah, and basically, at a certain point, I was just asking myself, like, okay, well, what am I or who am I, like, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, what is okay to be? Like, how am I supposed to behave and all that? Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to, like, I don't want to fall into stereotypes. I don't want to fall either, like, in any of these stereotypes. I just want to be me, you know, like being like a Spanish speaker and English and French and whatever, and just like be myself, right?
Because mm-hmm. I think we've all been through a phase where we try our hardest to be our culture. Like, I remember going through a phase in high school just always listening to
Latino
music. I got so into bachata. Like, I knew every word, to the point where you were like, you know this song? I'm like, yeah, I know this song. And I'll feel proud because I knew that song.
I was like, really?
Word for word.
You hear this?
I knew.
He was singing
Romeo
in the back of the
Santos,
car.
Prince Royce, whatever you want. I knew it. And then in high school, it would be like to the next Latino person, Latino girl, whatever. And you're like, oh, you know that band? Like, I know this band. Of course, we're both Latinos. We both know this song. All right, let's play it.
And you kind of relate with other people because of what you know.
And
what
then you show it to another friend who's not Latino, and they're like, oh, this is a cool beat, what are they saying? And then you have to translate what they're saying.
Yeah,
it's fun. But everybody goes through that one phase where that they want to be 100% Latino.
Yeah, and I feel that kind of wrong with, well, there's something wrong just thinking about being 100% something. Like, and I don't want to make you feel bad or look bad, right? But that's what I think. Like, sometimes we're trying to reach something that's unattainable. Like, it's not true that you can be 100% Latino. The reason is, like, you're out of your country. You're not there. You're not living there. You can have aspects of your culture that you can bring with you and melt it in order to forge your identity,
mm-hmm.
right? And I feel that sometimes we're looking for that. And we cannot pretend to be 100% Canadian.
Yeah,
like with the perspective that we had, right? maybe thinking a Canadian has to be white or a Canadian has to talk this way or mm-hmm. what is a Canadian, right?
Yeah.
And that's the problem because we label things in a certain way, saying, okay, this is what we are supposed to look like or act as or I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel we just are disconnected from our reality when we really think that it's unattainable. We start making a step into the good direction, I think. But that's the problem. I think that we are fighting for something that will never be as clear as this is black, this is white, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We will always be something different. We will always be a melting pot of experiences, or of cultures, and like everything that we are like surrounded by.
Yeah.
Everything has an impact in our life and our way to see things and grow as a human.
Yeah, that's what like we have to accept that we're different, like people, like from we're not accepted there, we're not accepted here, totally.
Yeah.
So we have to like accept that we are a very weird thing. We're in between all of it,
mm-hmm.
and we have to know that we are making a new sort of mini culture here that is our own and is unique to the circumstances where we live.
Exactly.
And that here or there, we are what we are from that culture. We are here, but mm-hmm. we are us as well. We're the person that we are because of where we're from, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's everywhere. We all have to accept that I'm not 100% this, I'm not 100% that, I'm just me.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest issues right now. Like, because people are expecting other people to understand things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even try to understand something that they don't understand, as I was mentioning. Because sometimes we don't see it that way. We don't see that, okay, this is me. Everything that I've learned, this is me with all my could be issues or my experiences, everything that we've been through to become what we are, right? And at the same time, we have cultural clashes because a Canadian or an American, it's not because of a skin color that you're more American than somebody else.
Mm.
And that's something wrong, and I don't understand that we are still fighting for that in 2020.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be happening in my book. Like, I thought we were, like, further than that. But when I see all the problems and all the issues rising up again, and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's true. We have to fight for those, like, Black Lives Matter. And it's really important to do so. But honestly, I thought, like, I wouldn't say that racism was dead, no. But I thought that we were more open to diversity. That we understood that nobody will be ever the same as somebody else. And even genetics, you know that there's no person, like, if we can say it, like, you cannot have a copy of the same person. And twice, right? And we're always looking to be accepted by others, looked by the others in a certain way, and we think that we have to look a certain way, be a certain way, and just to be accepted by the others. But I feel that society itself, it's not understanding that diversity is what makes a better society,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what we have to be careful. Because sometimes we have stereotypes or misconception, and it's all that we have to talk about and be aware of what's going on and take conscience that we are either receiving those type of stereotypes or we are receiving it or even making them or with comments or things that are not good to use in every day, you know. And
yeah.
In 2020, we have to be conscious that cautious too on how we talk and how we perceive things and how we comment on stuff, because it's not okay to to share that fear because of a color of his skin or the origin of this person. As we said, like, we were represented as janitors, like criminals or things like that, like, yeah, as Latinos, right? And you can see that even like in TV, like, black people are misrepresented in certain ways, right? And most of the time it's criminals too, and it's not okay. And in real life, it's not like that. And I feel that even like in the news and everything is always like putting that fear into people that are watching mainstream, saying like, hey, be careful with people outside our country, if we can say that, coming mm-hmm. from other countries, like immigrants. I was like, you have to be careful. And we're just implementing that fear when criminals, you can have them on, like, with any color of skin,
yeah,
or any, like, values, or, you know, there are so many people, and I don't want to get into, like, details and everything, but even, like, mass shooting, like, you have, most of the time, it's white people, and it's sad, and it's not because of that I have to be more scared of all white people I encounter in school, like, or, and you know what I mean, it's, I feel that TV and all the news and broadcast and everything is just putting, like, immigrants in a bad perspective to other people, you know? And that's one of the main issues, because we've been seeing this for years, and that's part of, like, why our society is still blinded, if we can say like that, seeing things in a certain way, in a perspective that is so wrong, and it's not, like, the best way to go from now on.
Yeah, what shocks me is that some people were going, how could they? No, how is that even possible? Like, I don't understand what you mean. It's been happening.
Yeah. It hasn't stopped. It's been there and hasn't stopped, and that's the problem. Because maybe we don't see it around us, like, as a first degree, if we can say it like that. Or, mm-hmm. But when you talk to people around you, if you have friends from other countries, you can have this conversation, ask them, like, have you ever been or felt discriminated, or how is it to be an immigrant wherever you're living? Mm-hmm. And you will be surprised to hear everything that this person has lived, right? Yeah. And just like we shared a couple of stuff, maybe it was funny for some things that at a certain point, like, we all lived in a certain fear, or we live certain things in life, and when we share it, like, now it's funny, but at the same time there are things that you cannot be like, oh, this is funny. There are serious issues that has to be addressed, and we have to be able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. and it's not fair to anyone, and I'm not talking about skin color, I'm not talking about whatever. I think everybody should be treated the same, and we have to really work on our misconceptions as a society, and what are we fearing, or what are we teaching, or are we taught to fear the misconceptions from a global perspective, you know, a micro system that we have that is teaching us this is good, this is bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and it goes from what we see on the news, what we see on the shows. Everything is misrepresented, and when we go outside, well, that's what we see, right?
Yeah.
We see people mistreated, like their rights are being, like, not taken in consideration. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, right? People are getting killed, and this is a serious issue, right?
Yeah.
And not every Latino is a gangster. Not every black person is a criminal either.
Mm.
And we have to remove all that. And not every white person is a mass shooter. Yeah. And we have to be conscious that we need to work on all that. And this episode was mostly to talk about our identity. But the problem is this. Sometimes we don't know ourselves what we are supposed to do because everything we mentioned before, right?
Yeah.
So if we have a problem talking about who we are or who I am as a person, and having a misconception, and I'm basing myself on the society, like, what do you think is going to happen? of course, I'll be like, well, that's a normal thing to do for a Latino in my society. Mm-hmm. That's what they expect from me. So why go against it? Or I don't know. And it gets to your head to be a certain way because that's what society expects you to be. And we don't think about it. We just get like pushed towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad because sometimes we, as we said, we're rejected from one side and then the other. And then we're like trying to find a way, right?
Yeah.
And there are ways to find out who you are. But if there's something I want you to understand about this podcast is this, or motivate you to be yourself first. Like take every experience, everything that you are or you've become and continue learning from all those experiences. Continue that growth. Saying like, this is me and this is what's building myself,
mm-hmm.
right? As a person, as a, in values and culture, everything has to go like in a certain way that everything that you will take is going to embellish who you are. And remember that everybody's different.
Yeah,
nobody is the same. Stop trying to look like this person. You will never look that like that, you know,
yeah.
or the same as that person. And I know that you have to have goals and you want to reach some stuff and it's fine, but it has to be, the main goal has to be like, be yourself, try to find who you are and take it as you are. It's not bad if you speak Spanish. It doesn't mean you're poor. Because I've heard that in the United States saying like, no, if they hear me talk in Spanish, they think I'm an immigrant and they will call the police or whatever. It's like, so I prefer not having an accent because having an accent means like you come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it's not true. Like you, anyways, you come from somewhere or somewhere else. So why would you just try to deny who you are or you where you come from or your parents come from by saying this is not who I am, or I don't want to be discriminated, and that's another issue.
Yeah, we understand that we will never please everybody that we meet.
Of course.
And we'll never please everybody the way we are and the way we come from, the how way we speak. We just have to be confident and understanding that we are who we are, and if that person doesn't accept who you are, well, too bad for that person.
Yeah, exactly. And you cannot live a lie. You cannot live your life trying to please somebody else all the time. And that's a big mistake when we try to think about it and we see how we are like in life. Most of the time we try to please somebody else and we try to be something we're not, just to please another person. And that's really sad. And I hope that this podcast today really make you think, right? Made you think about all these perspectives. And this is my perspective as I lived it, right? I cannot talk as a black person. I'm not black. But yeah, I have friends that have been having this discrimination and it's really hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for us to talk about it. And I promise you guys, we will talk about it like in another podcast and we will talk about Black Lives Matter and that it's something that I have at heart. But for now, what I want you to take is, you are different, you are beautiful, and it's who you are. Yeah, no matter what you are, no matter who you are, remember this, that you are a human being first, and you are unique. Nobody is going to be like you, and you will never be like somebody else. You will have similarities, you will have common interests, and that's fine. But never try to change who you are to please somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And try to get whatever you are learning in life, put it into practice, if we can say it like that, or just use it to embellish who you are. Everything you learn, everything you want to be,
mm-hmm.
well, work towards that goal. Talking about identity, saying like, who are we? Like, we have to think about that. And that's just as a cultural aspect, right? Because we can go further talking about religion. We can talk about other stuff that defines us.
On another episode.
For another episode. But what I want to say is this, like, your identity is not your ethnicity. It can build who you are, but you are not where you come from. And mm-hmm. that's something that it took me a while to understand. because at a certain point I had to face the fact that I'm not from there. Well, I'm from there, but I cannot call myself like from there, or I cannot say like I'm from here. I have to say I grew up here, mm-hmm. but it's kind of weird because I still feel like I'm an outsider. But it's okay to be an outsider and getting to appropriate yourself that culture where you are growing up. And there's nothing bad about it. And it's not an insult to your parents, and it's not an insult to your country land. It's not like your motherland, if we can say it like that. Or it's not something bad. But for years, we grow up thinking like it's bad, you know. And at a certain point, you just get that cultural clash.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand that we are different, we are who we are, and we have to keep on growing and hoping that our kids eventually, well, are gonna have a different like identity crisis, if you can say it like that, right? And they will have to build themselves somehow, and they will decide how they will relate to our origins or not, because at a certain point, I don't know, maybe in 2-3 generations, maybe they will forget where I was from or where my parents were from, you know? And I hope not. I hope they will always have that in mind, saying like my grandparents or, you know, like my my roots are from Honduras somehow, you know?
And
But what is it going to be? Like, is it essential for their being? I don't think so. Is it essential for their identity? I don't think so either. But at a certain point, that's how we grew up. That's how I grew up, saying like, no, it's important to remember where you're from. And I'm from Honduras, yes. I live in Montreal, Canada. But I feel like this is my home.
Uh-huh.
I am a Canadian, right?
Me too.
And I felt so weird when I went to Honduras and the guy at the airport said, welcome to your country. I was like, well, thank you. But I felt like kind of weird, you know.
Yeah.
But when they say that to me when I come back here, it's really like nice to feel at home. So whatever you are, where you're from, like I wish that this podcast is going to motivate you to first feel who you are, understand who you are, right? And also help somebody else feel at home wherever they are. Yeah. If you're from here, from Montreal, and you're like, oh, you know what, like, I'm from here, what can I do? Well, try to make the other person feel like at home, right? And not see, oh, he's from this part of the world, or he's from this country, or whatever, and discriminate, or whatever, you know? Like, there are things that we can do, and I think we have to put aside differences, we have to put aside some things, but at the same time, respect them, and like enjoying being different and celebrate differences, actually, because it's all about that, being like who we are. And it's crazy because sometimes we just don't take that in consideration.
Yeah.
And we forget about it and we want to look and be like somebody else. Stop that. Be yourself. Enjoy life. And we will be seeing you for another episode. Right, Vic?
Of course.
And, there are changes coming through.
Like there's big things happening.
We are working on a big project for season 2, so stay tuned. We will reveal it on our last episode for this season 1. And it's been a pleasure sharing with you all this. I hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully somebody's going to be related to or feel related to what we are doing here and what we talk about identity as a minority. So thank you. Gracias y hasta la próxima.
Hasta la próxima.